Am I the jerk? And as always, you can send us yours, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. This is an interesting one that we will start with here. So it says, there's a local Dallas public library. Guess that makes sense. Local Dallas.
Yeah.
We'll just say Dallas Public Library offers a sensory story time, a calm but interactive storytelling session for young kids. The standard story time does not limit the number of children that can attend the session, but the sensory story time limits attendance to 10 kids on a first-come, first-served basis. He says that he recently took his 2-year-old grandson to the sensory story time, and because he knows only 10 kids will be allowed, he got there 15 minutes early to ensure that he would be admitted. The line outside the locked door was small but building. Says he was about 6th in line. As time progressed, the line behind me started to build and was well beyond 10 kids. Right before the door opened, a group of about 3 moms and their kids bypassed the line to meet with their friend who happened to be first in line.
Oh, no.
That effectively meant that at least 3 kids who were there on time would no longer be in the top 10 and be denied admission. Now, I was going to be bumped back, he says, to about 9th, but very close. As he puts it, any more late arriving Karens could jeopardize his admission. So he politely mentioned the line, but got the entitled and dismissive response that they are all together. Am I the jerk for saying something, or are these moms the jerk for arriving late, cutting the line, and pushing multiple kids out of the session? They're the jerk.
Yeah. Boy, that is a good one.
Because you're like your friend, like, hey, we're going to meet. We'll take our kids. Yeah. Oh, I'll get there early. The only way to me that it would have made any sense is if that lady had said, just so everyone knows, but then it feels, man, this is good. I still think they're the jerk. But it almost feels like the library should have been like, no, sorry, you can't save spots. You can't have that scenario.
The only spine in the library is on a book. They're not going to stand up to people in a line.
Okay. Boy, you're throwing at a library right now.
Wow.
What a courageous man you are.
Watch my nuts.
Look, I'm like, I know their disposition. I can stand up to them.
Some old lady with her glasses on a chains getting yelled at by Travis right now.
I'm kind of like, so most of these like sensory rooms are... Right. Intended for a certain subset of kids.
Right.
And
yeah, like
that's
special
where I,
needs or something.
Right. And that's kind of where I thought we were headed, is that he was going to not completely realize what it was intended for and then kind of throw a bit of a fit. But in this case, like, this is line cutting is one of the most egregious things that we as a society have to deal with. It's so annoying. And the saving spots at the front of a limited line, that just straight up should not be allowed in any setting.
Yeah. I typically am a, if it's not a limited number, like especially a very small number like that, I would say, you know what, we'd probably just have to deal with it, because at some point I may ask someone to hold a spot for me and the world will be right. But in this particular case, where yes, it is a finite number and it is an incredibly small number, I think I would say, yeah. The problem is, I just don't know that I would be the one to speak up. I would probably just take it and then bitch about them behind their back later.
I feel like I would bring it up
under your breath.
I don't doubt you would bring
it
up there.
I would say something to them, but I think that I would also talk to the book bitches here.
Horse collar the lady.
I would talk to the librarian.
Look, as the book bitch, I am the authority here.
This needs to not happen again. There needs to be
the book
a rule,
bitch abides.
Or at least post something. Hey, you can't hold a spot in line because of the limited number of children that are allowed. Because it's colossally unfair to people that they've been there 15 minutes and they got there with the intention of going there, and then your little group, our friends are here.
They brought their coffees, they all got their Starbucks in tow.
Oh my God, girl, you got first in line, love it.
They all brought 2 kids, and now everybody that's in line doesn't get to go in.
Right. And so then the kids that were there on time, now their parents have to tell them, sorry, those people are more important than us.
That'll
probably go over real smooth, though. They'll be totally fine with that change of plans after standing in a line for 20 minutes.
Again, I would fit in perfectly at the library because I also lack a spine. So if I was the one that was ninth, I would not say anything because I would be like, boy, sure sucks for the two people behind me. But if I was going to be affected, I might say something. But if I wasn't, I would just say, dang, tough for the people behind me, but I'm still going to be okay. I'm not going to be the one that says something.
Yeah, also interesting to continue lining up if you know that it's limited to 10 and it's starting to get long. Like, we know we're not getting in here.
Like, you can tell.
Maybe they'll turn some people away.
Maybe it's like a flight and they're on the waiting list or something. Somebody drops out.
Standby.
Right. Maybe a kid had a big old bowl of lettuce yesterday and had a little accident.
Maybe. Because I'd be the parent where I would drive by the entrance and count real quick before I parked. I'm like, oh, sorry. Why even get out of the car? Although maybe they just wanted to take them to other parts of the library. I don't know.
As someone who has no idea what goes on at these readings, is 10 a really small number?
That feels pretty small. But if it's if it's a sensitivity thing, then that's not that small. Like, that would be pretty normal.
Yeah, like a normal, if you take your little kid to a normal open reading, I mean,
30, 40
in the
people
summer,
in there.
Yeah, for sure. There'd be a ton because you're trying to find ways to get your kid out of the house to do something.
But the whole purpose of this is to limit it because of the sound, the noise, the just overcrowding. Like my daughter would absolutely need the 10 person thing for it to be enjoyable for everybody.
I mean, ultimately, what would you do, though? I mean, you may see you say something, but if they just brush you back,
then I would talk to the library and be like, look, this, we were here on time, and if that's how you guys are going to do it, cool, but you should post something to let them know. Seems kind of outrageous, because honestly, what if it was one mom, hey, I'll get there early and hold the line, and then 9 other moms show up, oh, this is our friend, so then everybody that was there on time can't get in?
Maybe you just got to start treating it like the K-pop band tickets and get there a couple days early.
Right. Yeah, maybe you do. You just camp out overnight.
Yeah.
Here we are fixing the Dallas Public Library system for free.
We've got you guys. So next up, and this is one that we all encounter this. So am I the jerk? He writes in, for being frustrated with door protocol. He stops at a wonderful gas station almost every day on the way to work. There are 2 doors to enter the store. And there seems to be confusion every day, people holding the door, going in and out of the same door, waiting, hesitating. Because these doors are both next to each other, and if you wanted them to, one can open in, they both can open either way.
Yeah.
He says, I hold the door for people, and I appreciate a hold if it is closed, but can we just go in and out without all the confusion? I see what he's saying, because it does feel like you need the in and out door. Where one door you use to go in and the other one is out, because sometimes you run into that situation where somebody is holding the door and the other door is closed. Like, dude, you don't need to do it. It's okay.
It's like a street. You walk on the right side. That should be the accepted way. You should, if you're leaving a place, you should never leave through the left door. That's the right door.
Right. That's the way that I am.
It's not how everybody is, especially like if you go through like the grocery store and they might have the double next to each other, the in and out. People are absolutely walking in the outdoor and out the indoor.
Right, and it's okay to do that. Like, I've always felt especially, you see it a lot when you're leaving, where somebody is opening the door for somebody coming in, and then they stop because they see that you're, I'm like, dude, you don't have to stop, man. Like, you can go in, and I can also come out at the same time. It'll it's okay.
Fine. I guess I'd never get caught up in these, because I may... 99% of the time, the door is held open for me, so I'm not thinking about these kind of
things. He's in a wheelchair.
Thank you, David.
I'm normally, just like, oh, hold on. My typical door scenarios are when I have to wait because a guy that is 40 feet ahead of me opens the door,
right?
And now I got to hit the nos. I was going to stand there for 5 minutes, and I'm like, I didn't ask you. All right,
now you're all out of breath.
I'll get there in a second. Hold up.
I got to put my big gulp down. So I can pick up some speed.
I opened 2 doors for an elderly lady the other day who was using a cane, and I saw that she wasn't going to be able to open the door. Like, somebody was probably going to have to open it for her.
Yeah.
So I waited a second because she had just gotten out of her car. So I waited a moment, and then she got close and I opened it for her, and she thought it was the nicest thing. And then I was like, well, let me get this, because it was one of those where you open one door, you walk like 10 feet and you have to open another door. I was like, well, let me get this other one for you. She's like, oh, thank you. And then she asked me how my 4th of July was and all this. I was like, oh, it was fantastic. Thank you so much.
There's a lot of appeal to me.
Apparently,
it sure is, man.
90-year-old ladies.
It sure is.
All right, we just got this one in. So, and this is one, we've discussed this before, but I think a lot of people, it's kind of like the door thing. He says, came back from a trip this weekend, stopped at a Giant gas station to get cheap gas. After driving around the 200 or so pumps, I found an empty one. Got out to fill up, and this happens at this place. It happens at a lot of gas stations. That not one car around me at the other pumps had people in the car or standing by the car. They all went in to shop. He said, I would guess about 80% of the cars at the pump were not currently filling up, but being used for a parking spot. Now, I will say, and this doesn't have to be this location, it could be at any gas station. I think if you park and you get gas, then you need to look around. And if you realize there's only one or two other open pumps, you should move your car closer to the store if you're going in. Now, it could be a place that has 12 pumps. It doesn't have to be a 200. And there's three of them being used. I think you're okay to run into the store real quick. But you got to kind of gauge, are there any open pumps, or is my parking and leave my car here for 5 minutes kind of taking up a spot that's probably going to get used pretty quick?
What if you do? Because I've done this before, not often, because normally I just like to put my cart in and let it fill up all the way. But there have been times where I'll go in, like I'll park at the pump, go inside, grab a drink, use the bathroom, grab a snack, and then do the, can you put 50 on pump 16?
Yeah, and then you see that, yeah.
But is that, I mean, you ultimately, you're still doing the same thing. You're
That's
abandoning
true.
Your vehicle for a lengthy time. But it's not like you've already filled up and are just parking there. I mean, is that a bad move too?
No, because I
in the same vein.
It is weird because you never know, but it does. Like I've noticed people that'll pull into a spot and then they get out and immediately go in, and I just assume they're doing what you said.
Yeah,
because not everybody. I mean, there are still people that will pay cash to get gas, like you're talking about, or even a card where you just go, just put 20 on my card.
However, the location he is talking about, you should never park your car and get gas and go in that store, because that is, you're not going in there for 2 minutes. That's not how that's ever going to go.
You got to watch them cut the brisket up. Right.
Not only that, but I mean, just distance alone from pump to bathroom is a 5 minute walk.
Yeah.
Your gas is 100% going to be done for about 5 to 10 minutes before you get back to your spot.
And then usually the bathroom in there is so clean that I'll sprawl out and stall. And
I pull out a tent and just kind of hang out in there.
Have a good time. Yeah. Maybe catch up on my reading.
I mean, that's where I eat my delicious brisket sandwich.
Right, eat your beaver nuggets in the bathroom.
You
got to
load up while you evacuate.
Why wouldn't you, man? I mean, if you got to go, that is the place to hold it till you can find one. Because that is by far the cleanest bathrooms.
I just think most people are going to say, I'm not going to do the beating of driving there, filling up, getting back in my car, going to find another parking spot. People are always going to go for convenience.
Usually, the vast majority of people are going to do that.
It is kind of a jerk move to hog that pump for 20 minutes, but I think a lot of people are gonna do it anyway. They're going to blow through the social stop sign, and
it's usually how it is.
Say deal with it.
All right. Well, there it is. Am I the Jerk? And as always, Thursdays at this time, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. Send them in, and we'll do a few more next week.